Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist.
There's a voice. Song calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
How do, champions? Thanks for listening, and this is some more music.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help.
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Change my mind
and open up the doors.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round.
Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me?
much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
out I've changed my mind. I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Hello everybody, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist with me, Darren, DJ Darren. Hello, how are we all this week? That was The Beatles, Help! With an exclamation mark. Prior to that, opening up the show this evening was a suggestion from Hayley. It was the Rolling Stones, Paint It, Comma, Black. That's not how I know the song to be known, but there was a thing right back at the beginning when it was first released. I believe it was a typo on the original single sleeve. There was a comma put in there, and what better reason to play that song? So the theme tonight, as there must be a theme every week, the theme tonight is punctuation. I was going to go with punctuation and symbols and the like, but now I've kept it, I think, mostly punctuation. Actually, no, there are a couple of symbols in there as well, but you know, whatever. As we all know, the themes here on the playlist are quite loose, should we say. So, yeah. But I've got some cracking tunes coming up tonight. That last one, actually, I got it in nice and early because that's the one that I had a few people say to me, oh, you should play Help because it's got the exclamation mark. So that one was suggested first by the Bread Monkey over on Mastodon. Oh, speaking of suggestions and listeners, big ups to... Sorry, I've been told I'm not allowed to say big ups anymore. It's cringe, apparently. Hello to Alan, Selena, and Nikki, who are listening in live. They are, of course, Live Clives. Thank you very much for listening. So, yeah, those three... Sorry, I was just distracted there. Those three are listening live that I know of. There's probably 4.5 billion others that are too shy to message me. So, coming up on the show tonight, got some cracking tunes. We've got some Fatboy Slim, some Regurgitator, who are new to me, and not as heavy as you'd think. Got some Buzzcocks, some Weezer, some Frank Zappa... all of which is to say, as ever, it's a fairly random selection of tunes, which is how we like it here on the playlist. This is The Supremes.
You walk down the street.
absolutely magnificent sound of the Supremes there. Stop! Exclamation mark in the name of love. Perfectly fitting tonight's theme. So yeah, punctuation. We're talking exclamation marks, question marks, commas, parentheses, tildes, of which a couple later on. What I have learned since putting out the shout for this one is the sheer vast numbers of songs that have a question mark or an exclamation mark either in the name of the song or in the name of the artist. So it's fair to say that they are the biggest feature of tonight's show, the question marks and the exclamation marks. There is a what's it called, the two dots one above the other. The name completely escapes me right now. Anyway, there's one of those coming up shortly. A colon, should I say. There is a colon coming up later on. There are several exclamation marks in one place, and it's all very exciting. So thank you very much, as ever, to everybody who suggested tracks tonight. There's a couple of new names in my list, so that's nice to see. Thank you very much to all you all for jumping aboard the Fediverse's very own radio show. Anyway, so this next one, that last one, was suggested by absolutely nobody because you all lame. I had to come up with that one myself, and it's an absolute banger. I'm sure you'll agree. This next one was suggested by Selena, who I know is listening, so I hope you enjoy this one.
Girl, in this heart of mine,
deep in my heart,
woo! gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Just been sat here with my big headphones on, reliving the 1992. Now that's what I call music. Which edition would that have been? That would have been like Now 10 or something. I'm sure somebody out there better equipped would be able to tell me which one that was on. So yeah, that was Snap with a exclamation mark, obviously, and all in capitals as well. Is that a form of punctuation? I don't know. Ahead of that was Charles and Eddie, Would I Lie to You? Would I Lie to You? Question mark. So thanks to Selena for suggesting that one, because it's... I'm not going to lie to you. 12-year-old Darren was vexed by that song. I found it terribly boring and it was all over the radio all the time. But 43-year-old Darren is somewhat more sympathetic to it. It's a perfectly fine pop song, and it does make me wonder, whatever happened to Charles and Eddie? Did they do another song? I don't know. Are they genuine one-hit wonders? There's a theme for a future show. Oh, I'll talk about next week's theme shortly, because I want to steal the march on it and get some good suggestions in. Anyway, I am Darren. This is The Playlist. You are listening to LABR, Love a Brother Radio. Good Lord, it's been 22 minutes, and that's the first time I've mentioned the radio station. Very sorry, Brother Soul. It won't happen again. Yeah, LABR. Stream.labr.online. That's where you'll find me, but you're already listening to me, so okay. This is D. Ream.
You can walk my path, you can wear my shoes, learn to talk like me, and be an angel too. But maybe you ain't never gonna feel this way. You ain't never gonna know me, but I know you. And singing in our things can only get better, can only get better. If we see it through, that means me and I mean you too. So teach me how to think, can only get better. Get over me, you know, I know that things can only get better.
Tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Slash dot dash dot slash dot dash dot slash dot com.
Fatboy Slim / dot dash. That's all punctuation, right? Yeah, that'll do. Thank you very much, Rachel Evans, for suggesting that one. And the one before it, D-Ream. D-colon-ream, or is it a semicolon? I was never very good at English, although English literature was the only exam I got a B in at GCSE level. That was my highest grade, and I didn't even read the books. Yes, I know, you may touch the hem of my robes. I'm Darren, this is The Playlist on LABR, Lover Brother Radio. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. I have nothing but big things on the show tonight. Big shout out, no, sorry, a big hello to Sotl, and Adrian, who are live Clives this very evening. Thank you very much for joining me here. That makes, there's like five of you listening live that are talking to me. The other 4.5 billion are saying nothing, the swines. So tonight's theme is punctuation, as I've already said, hence all the songs featuring punctuation. It's great. I was kind of hoping that the show, by putting out something. In fact, do you know what? I'm going to admit, I wasn't even going to do punctuation. It was mostly it was just a joke. But then I joked, I posted the toot on Mastodon, and I had a couple of suggestions straight away, and I was like, actually, it's probably not a bad idea. And it did end up being a lot easier to whittle the playlist down over last week's ridiculous shenanigans. So it's been fun putting this one together, actually. Very interesting. This next track was suggested by Tom Roberts, who is down in that Australia and is therefore excused from being a live Clive on account of it probably being about 6 a.m. for him at the moment. this one is a band that I was completely unaware of until earlier today, but it's a great track, so enjoy this one. It's Regurgitator with exclamation mark brackets, the song formerly known as... Alright, Regurgitator. It's my pleasure. That was Regurgitator, exclamation mark brackets, the song formerly known as, taken from 1997's record Unit. When Tom replied to me on Mastodon earlier today, suggesting that track, I know Tom's penchant for metal, and Regurgitator, I mean, that's pure metal, right? So I was like, okay, I'll give that a listen. Might not be... Don't get me wrong, you know that I like playing metal on this show, but there's kind of a point at which I won't go into the real screechy, screamy stuff because, you know, of prejudice, quite frankly. But I gave that a listen and that was funky as hell, so I played it. And I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did because it was great, you know, learning about new music that came out in 1997. So, yeah. Anyway, hi. I'm Darren, this is The Playlist, you are listening to Love A Brother Radio, and hello to Sod's lawyer, who informs me that he is also a live Clive on this very evening. Apologies, Sod's lawyer, I don't actually know your real name, but it's fine, I don't need to. I hope you're enjoying the show. I hope you're all enjoying the show. as much as I'm enjoying shouting into a microphone at you. So this next one is lovely. It is the Go Team, and it was suggested by Davey Bot. So enjoy this one.
Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
What happened?
It's funny how these things work out, isn't it? That was the Wombats, by the way, Sex and Question Marks. But it's funny how these things work out, because I was going to play a Wombats track last week, I think it was. Yeah, because, you know, the Wombats, and it was Animals last week, wasn't it? This week's theme, by the way, punctuation. But you've probably figured that out already if you haven't heard me talking about it. Anyway, so, yeah, I was going to play this Wombats track last week. But in the end, I dropped it because it was one that I'd picked, and you know, there were a lot of suggestions from the listeners, and you know, I like to favour their suggestions over my own. And then I think that was one of the first suggestions that came through when I put the post out for this week's show from Tattooed Mummy. And I'm so glad that I didn't play Wombats last week, because I don't like to play the same artists 2 weeks in a row. And that's such a great track, and it's really lovely. So thank you very much, Tattooed Mummy, for suggesting that one, because it's really lovely. So anyway, yeah, add Davybot to the pantheon of greats who is listening live. So hello, Davy. Nice to have you along here on the playlist. I'm Darren. This is LABR, Lover Brother Radio. And thank you very much for joining me this evening, this afternoon, this morning. Depends where you are in the world, I suppose. This global radio station that I'm on with my four and a half billion potential listeners. I'm going to shut up. I'm running out. I'm running out of the ability to speak. This is chick, chick, chick. Yeah. Hello. Is this thing on?
Is this thing on? They weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Thank you.
A lesser DJ would have robbed you of that funky-ass bassline at the end of that track, but not I, DJ Darren, here on the playlist on Lover Brother Radio. That was Adam Zindani with tonight's cheat song. That was What About Love, which was suggested by Sharon Gascoigne on the basis that she's always considered that there should be a question mark at the end of that, and I agree wholeheartedly, and so that is why I played it. And I hope you enjoyed it, because it was a great track. I was actually unaware of Adam Zindani until Sharon brought this track to my attention. But it turns out that he's the second guitarist in the Stereophonics these days, and has been since 2007. So fair to say that my knowledge of the Stereophonics lore is threadbare, is probably a good term for it. Anyway, yes, tonight's theme is punctuation, and there's some great tracks, and I hope you've enjoyed the tracks we've played so far. This next one is a good example of punctuation that you have probably knowingly never used. This is Tilda with Cliché.
I'm also going to need you to go ahead and listen to the playlist.
I know I'm not supposed to play favourites, but it has to be said that that's probably the song I was most looking forward to playing tonight. There's one more later on, actually, that might just beat it out a little bit, but that's up there. So very, very massive thanks to Shiny Dan for suggesting Therapy, because they're incredible. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. From 1994's absolutely astonishing Trouble Gum record, that was Therapy with Nowhere. Ahead of the top of the hour, at the bottom of the last hour, I guess, was Tilda with Cliche, a Korean group, suggested not on this occasion by Alan Beardy Foxy, but by a metonym, whose real name, I presume, is a metonym. Yeah, thank you very much for suggesting that. It's a great piece of music. I actually really enjoyed that, so I will probably listen to more of their stuff. Hello to Emma and Jamie, who are listening in live. They are live Clives, joining the Legion of Greats. I will, of course, be carving every one of your names into a marble plinth that is 20 foot tall, and I will be erecting it somewhere where everybody can see it. Probably in the centre of Stonehenge. I think that's the sensible choice here. This is Touché Amore with a song called Tilda. Got a lot of time for a band who record a song that's 1 minute and 29 seconds. That was Touché Amore with Tilda, but not like the word Tilda, just literally the little squiggly dash to the Tilda sign. So there you go, go and search that one, it's really easy to find. Also, D-Ream, I tried to search up D-Ream on Wikipedia earlier to find the track, the year that Things Can Only Get Better was released, and it turns out that if you type D colon ream into the Wikipedia search, it just comes up with reaming and things regarding the act of reaming. So don't do that. This is Darren, this is The Playlist, this is Lover Brother Radio, LABR. Thank you very much for joining me on this fine summer's day, or winter's day if you're in the southern hemisphere, which some of you probably are statistically likely to be. Tonight's theme is, of course, punctuation, which is why all the tracks have had weird names. And that continues with this next one, which was suggested by Beardy Foxy, by Alan himself. Yes, the Korean track this week was not suggested by him, but this one was. This is... you know this one. Taken from 2001's absolutely astonishing record, Toxicity. That was Chop Suey by System of a Down. The exclamation mark there, obviously. That was the item of punctuation for that one. That was suggested by... that was suggested by Alan. So thank you very much for suggesting that, Alan. You are a star. As always, your name will be at the very top of the plinth, the marble plinth. Is it a plinth? No, it'd be more of a... Shut up, Darren. I'm Darren. This is The Playlist. This is Lover Brother Radio, LABR. Thank you very much for joining me today on this edition. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I'm enjoying yelling into a microphone and telling you about songs I'm playing. It's just a good time, isn't it? How are you out there anyway? Let me know. DJ Darren at... Do you know, I can never remember how you enunciate your Mastodon handle. Is it at djdarren@menddrum.org, I think. But if you're listening, you've probably got me on there anyway, so hi. I'm going to play some more music because I'm only here for another 49 minutes and I've got about 3 hours worth of cracking tunes to play. Actually, not quite as many as that, but some, so you know. May as well crack on and get them played. This one was suggested by Swisslet, and it's a good song. Panic at the Disco.
As I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear, no, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding, what a beautiful wedding, says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame, the poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of, closing a goddamn door, no, it's much better to kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality. I shine in, haven't you people ever heard of, closing a goddamn door, no, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of, well,
act? Will I look it this way? I mean, technically our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne. Oh, well, in fact, will I look at it this way? I mean, technically our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne, pour the champagne.
No man, 'tis a remorseless eating machine.
We'll be right back.
This might be a controversial take, but I'm not being paid by anybody to do this, so it doesn't matter what I say. That is the last good original Weezer song. I'm prepared to be pilloried for that, but I think that's true. That is the last good Weezer song. The last good original Weezer song. Their cover of Toto's Africa was good. It was good fun. I enjoyed it very much. But in terms of their original songs, I think that could be the last really good one. That was Hashpipe, Weezer, taken from the Green album, which was called Weezer as well. I think like their first four records were all called Weezer. That was from 2001. That was suggested by Adrian, Aid on Drums, and Gary Whitewolf. And I allowed it because it's a banging tune, but it's not technically punctuation, is it? It's a hashtag. And also, I don't think they're talking about the hashtag, chaps. I don't think they are at all. I think they're talking about something else. But I shouldn't want to get libelous on them. Slander, actually, isn't it, when it's spoken? I don't know, it doesn't matter. I'm Darren, this is The Playlist. You're listening to LABR, Lover Brother Radio. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm here for another 40 minutes worth of this stuff and nonsense. So I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. I say that a lot because I'm needy and I need you to tell me how much you're enjoying it. Next week, this is June, and June is, of course, Pride Month. So next week, thank you very much to Hayley for suggesting the theme for next week. Basically, the Pride Rainbow. I wanted to do a Pride show. And this is something that I wanted to do. I used to do this show. Regular listeners will know that I used to do this show a few years back on a different station that is no longer with us. Pour one out for the bear. And during the month of June, I really wanted to do a Pride show where all the artists I played were members of the LGBTQ plus community. But I don't know, something about that didn't sit right with me. Like, I didn't want to presume or anything. It's silly, I know, because, you know, obviously I could play someone like Elton John. That's not going to cause any problems, is it? But I don't know. I didn't want to assume. I didn't want to, you know. So I canned it. I didn't do that. And then Hayley came to me and said, well, why don't you do the Pride Rainbow? So songs featuring the colours in the Pride Rainbow. What more could you want? And I reckon that'll be a goer. So get your thinking caps on, and I too will get my thinking cap on, and next week's show will be all about the colours of the Pride Rainbow. Whichever version of the flag floats your boat, really, but because I know there's a few different versions of it, so we'll figure that one out as we go along. This is The Buzzcocks. I run the risk of losing you, and that's worse. remember earlier on when I said about that therapy track that was one of the one, if not the song I was most looking forward to playing. And then there was another one later on that I think might be just a bit better. Turns out there were two. That one and the one that's coming up next, actually. That was the Buzzcocks, Ever Fallen In Love, brackets, with someone you shouldn't have. And shouldn't have has two apostrophes in it. Close brackets, many punctuation. Such fitting the theme. The theme tonight is punctuation. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. Thank you very much for joining me here on LABR, Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. It's all good stuff here. We're enjoying it very much. I am, anyway. I don't really care what you people think. I'm playing good tunes, and that'll do me. As I just said on Mastodon, that Buzzcocks track is perfect. I genuinely can't think of a way of improving it. There is a version of it by Pete Yawn that was on the Shrek 2 soundtrack. It was Shrek 2. That is incredible. I absolutely love that version of the song. But it still isn't quite as good as the original. There's something about that song that just fits. It absolutely fits every box that I want to tick. It's just an incredible piece of music. Nothing more to say on it, really. Now, this next song is one that I absolutely adore, and I love the album that this is off of. And he's one of those artists that I think most people appreciate something by him, but they don't necessarily think about it. And I'm just going to sit back and let you enjoy this one. This one was selected by me because it's brilliant. This is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Dig Lazarus. Dig!
Nest up in the autumn branches, built from nothing but high hopes and thin air. He collected up some baby blasted mothers. They took their chances, and for a while they lived quite happily up there. He came from New York City, man, but he couldn't take the pace, and thought it was like a dog-eat-dog world. And he went to San Francisco, spent a year in outer space with a sweet little San Franciscan girl. I can hear my mother wailing and a whole lot of scraping of chairs. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. He had to get out of there, and San Francisco, well, I don't know. And then to L.A., where he spent about a day. He thought even the pale sky stars were smart enough to keep well away from L.A. Meanwhile, Larry made up names for the ladies, like Miss Boo and Miss Quick. He stockpiled weapons and took pot shots in the air. He feasted on their lovely bodies like a lunatic and wrapped himself up in their soft yellow hair. I can hear chants and incantations, and some guy is mentioning me in his prayers. Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. Francisco, LA, I don't know. But Larry grew increasingly neurotic and obscene. I mean, he never asked to be raised up from the tomb. I mean, no one ever actually asked him to forsake his dreams. Anyway, to cut a long story short, fame finally found him. Mirrors became his torturers. Cameras snapped him at every chance. The women all went back to their homes and their husbands with secret smiles in the corners of their mouths. He ended up, like so many of them do, back in the streets in New York City, in a soup queue, a dope fiend, a slave, then prison, then the madhouse, then the grave. Oh, poor Larry. But what do we really know of the dead, and who actually cares? Well, I don't know what it is, but there's got me something going on.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Dig Lazarus, Dig, from the album of the same name from 2008. I love that song so much. I love that whole album, actually. It's really good. I don't know whether you out there in listener land, you Live Clives are enjoying this, and indeed, the I've got to come up with a name for those who listen later on. I don't know, the Later Taters? No, that sucks. I'll come up with something better. Anyway, yeah, Nick Cave does an Agony Uncle thing on his website. It's the Red Hand Diaries, it's called. And it's worth reading it. I'd say he's a surprisingly empathetic fella, but I don't think it would be that surprising at all. But, you know, he's getting on in years now, and he's picked up some wisdom as he's gone through. And, yeah, he writes... People email him. Yeah, they email him questions. They email him asking for assistance, asking for help, asking for his thoughts on a given thing. And, yeah, he picks one or two a week and just replies to them and then posts it up on his website. And it's absolutely fascinating. So, yeah, go and check that out. It's... yeah, it's called the Red Hand Diaries. I tried to add it to an RSS feed, but it didn't work. So you just have to sign up to the email mailing list and then have the email come through. But it's worth reading. It's some really beautiful responses. Some of them are very short as well. Some of them are very curt. But yeah, it's a great little website, a great little thing. But I mean, you'd expect that from the mighty Nick Cave, wouldn't you? Just fantastic. Yeah, so this is... Sorry, I waffled a bit there. This is the playlist. I'm Darren. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. I've had a good number of people listening live as well, so that's always nice. It makes it fun to do. You know, means I'm not just sat here talking to myself on a Monday night. I'm going to crack on and play some more music because the... Well, the last track in the playlist tonight is 10 minutes and 7 seconds, and I was kind of hoping that it would be a song that I faded out a little bit, you know, I could get away with not back timing properly, but it's looking increasingly like I'm going to be playing the entire 10 minutes, because the first half dozen tracks of this hour were all 3 minutes or less or thereabouts, and I didn't really think about that now, did I? Anyway, this next one was suggested by Jamie, who I believe is listening in live, along with Emma. And this is Apostrophe by Frank Zappa. We'll be right back. might let you into an embarrassing little secret. Keep this between you and me. I'm a radio DJ. I quote unquote know my music. I'm the person. People text me and say, "Oh, Darren, what's this song? I can't think what it is." That is, I believe, the first time I have ever knowingly listened to an entire Frank Zappa song. Shh, don't tell anyone. I don't know what it is. It's one of those things, like, Zappa was gone by the time I, got into music. And his music was always there. And he was cited as an influence by people. But there was always something else to listen to. And so I thought I'd get round to it at some point. And I'm here, sitting here before you, at the age of 43. And that is the first time I've ever listened to an entire Frank Zappa track. And I enjoyed it. It was very, very good. So thank you very much, Jamie, for suggesting that one. Or at least I think it was Jamie. It came from Emma / In These Shoes. Thank you very much for that. It was very good. I enjoyed it a lot. And we'll be investigating more of Zappa's work, I guess. Because that's what I do now. I listen to... I spent a day listening to... I can't remember now. It was a track I played last week. It was one of the Japanese bands I played last week. I'm damned if I can remember their name now. Anyway, I was listening to their record earlier in the week, and they were really good. Really enjoyed it. So that's what this show does. Essentially, what this show is me saying to you out there in the Fediverse, I want to listen to new music, suggest stuff, and I will listen to it and play it at you. And it seems to be working. I'm enjoying it. And this is my, fifth show now? Fifth show. So, seems to be doing okay. Anyway, I'm Darren. This is The Playlist. You're listening to LABR, Lover Brother Radio. I'm here for another 20 minutes, so I better shut up and play some more music.
I didn't need stay.
Jimi Hendrix Experience, Voodoo Child, brackets, slight return, close brackets, so it fits. I don't make the rules, except I do. Thank you very much to Sotel, for suggesting that one, because it's just astonishing. And good morning to Michael Gale, who is listening in at what is now 7:15 for him over there in that Australia. So thank you very much. I appreciate the dedication for waking up early at the crack of noon to listen to the playlist here on LABR. This is The Birds.
Peace.
the birds. Turn, turn, turn. Brackets to everything there is a season. Close brackets. Here on the playlist. Yes, that was the birds. This is Wham. Obviously. Wham! Wake me up before you go-go. You guys out there in Listlerland put the boom boom into my heart, I can tell you that for free. Well, this has been The Playlist, and I have been Darren. And, my last track isn't playing, for reasons known only to it. Hang on a second. There we go. Who knows? It was going so well until then. Thank you very much for listening this evening. And I will see you back here at the same time next week when we will be doing the Pride Flag, songs that match the Pride Flag. I will leave you with as much of Hallo Gallo by Noi as I can get away with before Brother Soul wrestles the airwaves back from me. Enjoy. And ciao.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.